Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Nashville.
It is.
Good morning, New York.
Not a live show again. We're pre-taping. So you will be listening to this on Wednesday morning. But we're pre-recording.
And if you are like, oh, I don't want to call in and talk to you live. Too bad, suckers.
You can't call, but you can email us.
You can email, you can listen.
You can Gmail us, or you can... go scratch your ass.
Guess what? I'm feeling very sassy because Coco is Blondo again.
Oh, yes. Coco is Blondo. I love it.
I got my blonde back, bitch. Bitches.
There's something about, like, when I had black hair, okay, yeah, that was fun. But there's something, I only have a little blonde, but there's something about it that makes me feel sexy.
Yeah, I feel a little bit more, I notice.
Blondes have more fun.
I notice I get a little bit more, nobody looks at girls here in Nashville. Okay? They don't fucking look, because they're probably too drunk.
Yeah. Or hungover.
Or hungover to have any sex drive.
Yeah. But. This is true.
These hipster asshole guys that are here. But, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call all hipsters assholes, but it does get a little played out here.
Very.
With the beards and the skinny jeans. I just want, can a Guido walk by me?
You know what? You gotta start. There are Guides, because I actually saw a Guido yesterday run by me in Hillsborough Village. He was running with no shirt on. He had all tattoos.
Oh,
and he was muscular. Uh-huh.
How do you know he was?
He had to be a Guide. He looked like a Guide. But if you go, when I go to the YMCA, there's always Guidos there. Like at night, you gotta start going with me.
All right.
At the times that I go.
But I'm telling you, with the blonde hair, I could definitely get more attention. And plus, I feel sillier and more fun.
Yeah, she looks younger. She looks.
I was told that I look like my mom.
Oh,
which she's a beautiful lady. But I want to look like me.
Who told you that?
The mothers at school.
Mothers at school. Oh, I did want to talk about this. Like, there's a lot of things. There's tons of things going in. I mean, there's tons of things going
into
in.
You, going into you.
Going right? on. In pop culture, such as...
Oh my god, hello.
Kelly Ripa.
Well, wait a minute. Forget about that fucking skinny... No,
she came back.
First of all...
They probably gave her a big jacked up...
She has the best job in the fucking world.
She does, I know.
She goes to work, she talks for a fucking hour and goes home. And she gets like $30,000.
Each episode?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she gets ridiculous.
She gets $30,000.
It's like $20,000 or $30,000.
What the fuck? Well, she's probably just mad because she doesn't know who they're gonna put her with.
But
why doesn't she just host it alone?
Well,
does she really need anybody else? That guy Michael Strahan. I'm sorry, but I don't think he looks like Keenan Ivory Wayne's playing a joke about Mike Tyson. That's my opinion.
I don't know. You didn't see this, but he was in Magic Mike 2.
Oh yeah.
Is it 2?
Two.
It was ridiculous. And he's a daytime
Talk I don't know.
Host.
And he got a Good Morning
America. He had gold thongs on.
Yeah, I think I did see a clip of that on
YouTube.
Terrible. Anyway, they probably gave her more money, so she came back, stopped crying, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
But also, how about, first, Prince. I'm sorry.
We're missing, like, the biggest...
Prince. I loved Prince.
I am devastated.
I was so sad. I couldn't believe
devastated that Prince is gone. But you know what? Can you picture Prince as an old man? No.
No.
He needed to go. He did what he had to do on Earth. He's so fucking magical.
He's very magical.
He was magical. Somebody put on their page, I think it was Christy, she said that he's out the Mozart of our time. And it's true.
Because people want to compare him to Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and all this. But Prince wrote songs like that you didn't even know he wrote for other artists. Mm-hmm. And he played every instrument. You know what I mean? Like, he was a true artist. Not that Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston weren't. I'm just saying they didn't write as many songs. They didn't play instruments.
He was just, oh my god. The first time that we saw Purple Rain,
we
were way too young to see it.
Definitely like too 10. Young.
I was like 10, and so you were 6.
6 or 7.
And it was a holiday. It was like Thanksgiving at our aunt's house, and like it was boring as fucking hell because we were the only kids.
Mm-hmm.
So our older cousin was like, hey girls, go in my room. Let's put this movie on for you guys. And we were, like, in his room watching Purple Rain.
And Apollonia gets naked. Remember he makes her get naked?
Yeah.
But I thought that was based on his life, but I was watching a Larry King interview with him. He said it was loosely based.
Yeah.
He said that his father wasn't... All of a sudden, he was like, he forgave his father, and he was like, my father wasn't that bad. Like, he was, like, at peace with all this. Oh. This was, like, a 1999 interview when he was with Maite. Mm. Which they showed a clip of her. The fucking paparazzi, I hate you.
Why?
Because it was right after Prince died, and they were like, Maite, Miss Garcia, how are you feeling? How the fuck do you think she's feeling? And she's crying. Aww. And they're like, are you, you know, she's like, I'm just trying to, you know, keep his memory alive, whatever. And she was, like, kind of talking to the paparazzi, but they kept annoying her. Leave her the hell alone.
Yeah, because they had a son that died a week after he was born.
Mm-hmm.
But Prince...
But that's another thing. Can you picture him as a father? No. You know, like, there's
He's like the father to everyone.
That's what I'm saying. There's people in this world...
Excuse me.
...who are, like, bigger than life.
Yes.
And he was bigger than life. Like, he seriously... I was watching an interview with somebody who was his backup singer, and she said the first time she was in a room with him, she didn't even know he was there. She's like, I felt this big presence. And then somebody said that Prince was in the room, and she was like, that's what the hell I felt.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even imagine ever meeting him. I think I would
pass
shit my
out.
Pants.
He would definitely be somebody that I would just fucking fall to the floor.
That's what Kim Kardashian said as to her defense of why she didn't dance. She said she's never met him before that. And she was so starstruck that she couldn't move. She's like, I couldn't move.
I
could
totally
see that,
be fucking stuck. Me too. I would probably.
I'd be like,
oh my God. I mean, it's just, he was so young, but I just feel like, just like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all these amazing people, they come here, they're magical, and they come here to like spread their talent and their gift, and then that's it.
But what about Madonna? I don't see her dying at a young age.
Yeah, she's a woman.
She's Italian. She's got good
jeans. A woman. Italian.
She's Italian. She got good genes. But yeah, I watched this Larry King interview, and it was very interesting. Even just the way he talks.
Oh my God, I know.
Because Larry King was like, this is when he changed his name to Nothing.
Nothing.
And he's like, so if you call somebody on the phone, who do you say it is? And he was like, I rarely call people, and the people I call know who it is because they know my voice. He's like, what should I call you? He's like, I can't call you Symbol. But it's true, though. He was like his own. He didn't know what, like, an infomercial was. Like, he didn't know. He wasn't, like, he didn't care about the internet. Like, he was out of touch with the world that we know, which is actually, I think, a smart thing. I'd like to be that way and be like, my name is Wee Wee, and I only eat vegan, and nothing else exists in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could just
do that. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to create my own world.
I'm going to create... What are you going to create?
I'm going to create financial and spiritual abundance in my Mecca home. I'm going to live in a compound.
Will you live on an island? Like, where would you live? On a beach?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give away too much because I don't want anybody following me.
Oh, yeah, don't give
I'll
away.
I'll tell you on the
yeah,
low.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me on the low low.
Yeah.
I'll tell you on the low low.
So
I got plans.
We are going to be talking more about Prince
later. For our Way Back Wednesdays.
But right now,
we're going to do a little luba chew.
Love or shovel. Okay. I gotta say.
What you gotta say?
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, what are you sorry about?
Loving Beyonce's Lemonade.
Yes.
Oh,
suck on my balls.
I wanna play this little clip. You can only get little clips right now, but let me tell you something. You know the whole controversy about
Jay-Z,
is he cheating? Is he not cheating?
Is he cheating?
Well, it's either Beyonce is telling us that he did because she is on a fucking rampage.
Oh my God.
It's another visual album. Like she did the
last
one.
Yeah, I love And I love the visual album.
I'm loving it. And the thing is, it's reminding me of a Prince-esque thing. Because
she's kind of Rihanna-ish, too.
It's kind of Rihanna, but it's very weird. The music is, like, funky and, like, underground and, like, gritty and, like, dirty and nasty. Like, and her fucking lyrics are just, oh, my God. Like, one of her songs, she says, this is what she says in one of her songs.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck do you think I be? You ain't married to no ordinary bitch, boy. You can watch my fat ass twist, boy, while I jump to another dick, boy.
Yeah, oh my God. So, I was like, wow.
She said that straight out. She talks about having people having side chicks.
Oh.
She's saying, like, fuck you, I don't need you. So is this a message to Jay-Z? A message to her fans saying, yeah, I know that he's a fucking stupid motherfucker. Cheated on me. But, here's my response. Or,
but
did they create this together?
I bet they
so
did.
So they could create fucking publicity and
because
controversy.
Would a woman like Beyonce, I wouldn't put up with that shit. No. I'm nowhere near Beyonce status, but if a guy did that to me, I would be like, fuck you.
Seriously. Well, listen to this.
Like, would she write
that? I love that.
Suck on my balls, balls. Are they laughing to the bank? Like,
I love it. Listen to this one. This one's a good one, too. So, it's just, like, little clips. I'm sorry if you couldn't make it out. But
yeah.
But it's
very hard to find. Just as Prince, just like Prince, you can't find a lot of his stuff because
you gotta buy it.
You have to buy it,
and I think it's fucking worth it. I'm gonna buy it.
No, it's totally worth it.
I want to know, like, is this a calculated move on both of their parts? Because there is another song where he's in the video and she's telling him, like, you're crying because I left you, and he's in the video.
No!
It looks like him.
Oh.
It's the side of his face. So
But then she shows video of, like, them getting married and, like, their kid.
Yeah.
And, like, she's kissing him and stuff. I don't know. I mean, listen, who's to say if it's real or not, but it's genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking awesome.
You know what I mean? It's like, they could have made it up. They could have made it up. But who the fuck knows? So that's your love. My love is actually Coco and her honesty lately. Coco and her speaking of the mind. Now, Coco and I, we always seem to have the same jobs, right?
Yeah.
We always wind up, either she gets me a job, I get her a job, and we wind up working jobs together. Which sometimes these jobs can suck on my balls.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce.
Suck on my balls.
So anyway, damn it, I can't find it now. But
oh, are you going to read my thing?
I can't find it. Can you
pull it up? I have
it
right here.
Oh, okay. Because
you know what? This is her love, but it's my show.
Oh, okay. So my love is, we both have these, one job in particular, actually both of these jobs were shit.
Yes.
They were bullshit. You're not paying me enough, and it's bullshit.
Do you want to read it?
So Coco,
would you like to read it?
Decided, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have both emails, though.
Oh, good, okay.
The other
email. I have both up, too.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
okay, so Coco decided that she was not going to take shit from people anymore. And she was going to be honest about the way we were being treated in these jobs. And so the one job I walked out of because of a passive-aggressive bitch in charge of the office who plays Mrs. Innocent to the main boss, but treated Coco and I like caca.
Little fucking twit.
So, Coco decided, this one was not publicly announced, but Coco did publicly announce the other email to the other job, because we work like five of them. Anyway, so this is what it says. Hi, blank. I'm not going to say his name. This is Coco. Former employee at shit place, okay? I want wanted to share my experience with you for a while, but I refrained because my sister was still working there. However, I knew after working for the dumb passive-aggressive bitch, it would only be a matter of time before my sister would be forced to quit. I know you have a working relationship with this girl, and I am sure you couldn't care less as to what I have to say. That being said, I just need to speak up for the sake of future office workers she may hire. She is a passive-aggressive, unprofessional girl who does not know how to lead an office. Oh, yes. She knows how to make sure the guides are respected and coddled, but as far as me and my sister are concerned, that was a different story. She gave us one day of training where she rapidly went through everything. Thank God I take great notes. After that, if we even asked a question, she became visibly annoyed. She micromanages, yet doesn't want to be a true leader. She left me alone all day multiple times after only a week. When I didn't do everything to her liking, she was irritated. Maybe she should have taken more time to train us. This is also true. We got paid crap, blah, blah. I'll spare you all the rest of it. But
well,
anyway.
They promised us a certain salary that we
didn't get. Okay.
For all of our knowledge and expertise.
Yeah.
It was a shit pay.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is this, people. We have paid our dues, if you want to put it that way, in society.
We have experience.
The thing
in everything we do, we have tons of experience.
Yeah, and the thing is this. I am tired of having low self-esteem and selling myself short and being like, I'll just do this because it's going to get me here. No, that never fucking works.
No.
I'm practicing being a vibrational match to what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody out there understands this, but...
Yeah, you have to be a... You do.
If you are not happy, you're not getting anything.
No.
I'm just letting you know now.
If you're stuck in a miserable job, then you're just going to be stuck there, and you're not going to have any money.
Nope. The heart... We've said this, and there's our Redbird friend to reiterate.
Aww.
The thing is this. The people who work the hardest in this world...
Make
have
the least
the fucking
of money.
Least.
Yeah.
The people who work least...
The smartest.
And the smartest, they have all the money.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay? So I am in the process of mastering my vibrational escrow.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay? And I am tired of being a peon.
No,
I
don't
want to
be a peon. I'm in my 30s. I don't have time to be peed on. Okay?
I'm tired of it. Okay? I'm going to do the peeing. Yeah. I'm fucking tired of it.
I'm taking out my pee-pee and I'm peeing.
I'm peeing.
I'm peeing on things. All right. So anyway.
So, in like a coagulation.
Coagulation.
My shove is the same thing to
yeah.
the other job.
Yes. Let's
okay?
hear that one.
Me and we have a podcast. I think you know that.
Yeah. We talk
this
on a podcast.
This fucking job told us that they were going to, they hired us as event staff. Okay, event. I thought we were gonna be fucking
event staff, helping out
the
event. No.
Okay. No. And they do a Monday night at one of their things for iHeartRadio. So the guy who hired us said, "Oh yeah, we need hosts for Monday night iHeartRadio." And I was like, "Oh really? Well, who's in charge of hiring? Like, let me talk
me?
To
him." Me, I am.
Yeah. He's like, "Well, that would be me." So yeah. Let's do that. Well, you're a fucking liar, okay?
Yeah.
Because guess what? There
empty
was no
promise.
No radio job. And we were fucking basically servers.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't sign up for a waitress
event
job.
Staff, I didn't know meant serve a salad. And
oh my God.
Has anybody heard of synchronized serving? 1, 2, 3, drop the plate! And you have to practice. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is, and I want to know this.
Synchronized serving?
No. And I want people to email us that are not in Nashville. Is this, why are people that are in charge complete assholes?
Yeah, I don't understand
okay?
it.
Fucking, both of these jobs, they had these fucking white girls that have no life experience.
I went to college and I lived on a farm and my daddy and mommy have lots of money because they have a farm and now I'm in charge of you bitches.
Or like this girl. This girl for the event company.
Oh my
she's
God.
She's a crack fucking whore.
She's definitely throwing
who's
up in the bathroom.
She's sucking cock.
She's definitely sucking cock.
She's sucking cock for this job.
Yeah.
She's a nasty bitch.
Oh
you're an
God.
Event planner.
Horrible.
She's not even nice to the fucking people's events. The that she's planning.
She's not.
She sits in the corner with her arms folded. She's not even pleasant. She's a crazy manic bitch.
And snaps her fingers at people, snapping. Too.
The thing is, people here, the people that have these jobs, are psychotic. Is this just a thing now? Is this a thing everywhere?
Yeah, you have to be an asshole to be in charge.
Well, I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of working for people, I'll tell
you
that.
Me too. I'm very sick of it.
I'm fucking sick of it. So this is the second email that I had produced. Me. And I know some of you are listening, and they're like, oh, Coco, you're such an idiot. You what are you doing? You're quitting jobs. You don't have benefits.
So irresponsible. So irresponsible.
No. I could be dead tomorrow. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. I'm tired of putting up with people's bullshit.
Me too.
Just watch. Watch what I accomplish. Okay? And then suck on my balls. Now, this is what I wrote. Do you want to hear this, Wee Wee?
I would love to hear it because I cracked it. I've read this like about
this is a good one.
30 times, and every time I've cried laughing. Okay?
This is to the guys.
This is my hero right here.
This is to the guy who fucking... I'm sick of people hiring me, and it's not the job they say it is. What is that? That's another thing. Does anybody experience that? Please write to me. Because we are going to have a new segment, everyone. Please write to us, because we want to know... It's going to be called Things I Should Have Said.
Oh, my God.
And we're
going
to be talking about things that you should have said to your rotten son of a bitchin' fucking boss that shouldn't even be in charge.
No.
Who you got to zip your mouth for what? Pennies, living paycheck to paycheck. I'm sick of it.
No.
But anyway, this is what I wrote. I have been so outraged that I did not even think I could even write to you. Mm-mm. However, I need to speak my mind. I thought this was going to be a fun job with potential to grow. Maybe even get a chance to host an iHeartRadio night, as you mentioned. Empty promise. My experience working for... was horrible. Let's just call her
Bitsy
Titty Forts is a manic, unprofessional twit who treats her staff like animals. I'm 98% sure she is the reason I sharted before having to start my shift the night I got sick. I don't for the life of me understand how she is allowed to be a leader. Wow. Thanks for nothing. Maria Di Lorenzo.
That never gets unfunny.
I'm
gonna
put that on my page as a promotion that for the show.
That every time it makes me laugh. Every single time, especially the sharded part.
This is the thing. If you're not afraid.
But he responded.
And
he didn't even say anything like.
He was just like, "I'm sorry, it didn't work out for you. Good luck in your future endeavors."
Which means I know this girl's an asshole. But what am I supposed to do? Because her mommy and daddy. Are in charge of the world, and I have to put up with
it. Let me tell you something, guys.
Pretty much.
And this is what I found. If you stop doing something that makes you unhappy...
You'll get things that make you happy.
But you can't be scared.
No, you can't be scared.
As soon as you get nervous...
And it is scary, but it's scary. It is.
Yeah, but if you hold the thought of being scared and not having... Like, oh my God, where am I going to get money? Yeah. Where am I going to get money? Then it's not going to work.
Like Prince, for instance, right?
Right.
I'm going to keep bringing him out because... There's nobody on this earth like that guy, okay? He's an original person,
right?
There's no one like him.
Right.
He was on this interview saying how he lives in the now. He doesn't think about what's going to happen. He doesn't think about what happened. He lives in the present, which is very hard for a lot of people. Yeah. It's hard for me sometimes. You live in the past.
It's hard for me.
You think about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He says he only lives in the present. Well, he did live in the present.
Mm-hmm.
He's never done anything he doesn't want to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
And look at his life. He did whatever the fuck he wanted. I wish I could be that ballsy. I was for a little while. Mm-hmm. I need to get the balls back.
I feel like I don't like the... Like, seriously though, like, I know everybody's like, you should get balls, like Beyonce just said in her song.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should get a vagina, as Betty White said.
Yeah, seriously.
Because vaginas can take a pounding.
Yeah.
And balls are tiny and weak.
Yeah.
So the saying should be...
Get a vagina.
Get a vagina.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
But.
Yeah. So, yeah. People. But this is the thing, right? We can't be like, just fucking quit the job that you hate. And then they do. And then they come knocking on my door like, I did it. Now what? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. You can't quit unless you're going to be able to hold the energy of vibration of.
And believe 100% in something that you want to do.
Yes.
There's people, they quit their job, they go live in Costa Rica, and they sell ice cream. And mm-hmm. that's what they do, because that's what they want. You just mm-hmm. have to have a plan and know what you want.
It's just like Steve Harvey said, you have to jump. Sometimes you have to jump.
Yeah.
Because then you're not living.
You're not living. If you're just being... This is what makes me mad about people. People who live the same day over and over, they go to the same job, they're miserable. But they have... We have all our debt pay off. We have a house. We have this. You have everything, but you're not really living. So do you really have everything? No. If you're not living.
Because we're here to... This is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be our playground.
You're not supposed to be a robot who does just what everybody thinks you're supposed to do.
No, I'm tired of that.
What's the fun in that?
Tired of it.
The fuck is the fun in that?
Tired of it.
So okay, nice. Now we're going to go on to a nice little thing called the good news.
Okay.
And my good news, it's so silly, but so cute.
Oh, God.
Okay, this 3-year-old girl, her name is Brooklyn, and she, I don't remember where she lives, though. I couldn't find that out. But anyway, this 3-year-old little girl, every Thursday, she sits by the window with her mother mm-hmm. and waits for the garbage man to come pick up the garbage. And her mother wave to him every Thursday, right? And it makes all of their day. Like, they're like, it's the happiest thing ever, right?
Really?
So, it was the little girl's birthday, and they saved him a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
And they waved to him and called him over to the house. So, he came over to the house, and they went outside. And she gave him the cupcake, and they took pictures together. His name is Delver Dobson.
Where is this?
I didn't say.
Now, what does he think about it? Is he like...
He is like... He said that he can't wait for Thursdays because it makes his whole day for this little girl to wave at him, right? So anyway, it made him very happy, and the little girl got in the car with her mother, and the mother was driving her to daycare, and she was, like, dead silent. So the mother was like, what's the matter? Are you okay? And she's like, Mommy, I am just so happy. This is like the best day of my life. But I just thought it was the freaking cutest thing ever.
That's so cute. See, that's so simple.
One little wave and
a
cupcake.
Like a little simple.
I know. He said it makes his whole week.
Yeah.
That one day of her waving and smiling.
Of course.
But it's like I wonder if it goes any deeper, like the little girl's intuitive and she knows, like, maybe he's not going through a good time or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Who knows?
But that's very sweet.
I know, a sweet little one. Brooklyn.
I have one that I always get my good news from sunnyskies.com. So this Indian restaurant owner, and I'm sure I'm gonna say his name wrong, Prakash Chibar.
Okay.
I don't know. It's called Indian Fusion, and it's a restaurant in Canada, though, people. It's not here. But he has a sign on the door, and it says, to anyone who's hungry and can't afford to pay for their food, please come in.
Wow.
And he lets people come in and eat for free that can't pay.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God.
Because his restaurant's been in business since 2009, but before that, he also... had been homeless and couldn't eat.
Wow, are you serious?
So he said that if he ever got out of it, he would pay it back.
Oh, my God.
And he does.
Wow.
But I hope people aren't taking advantage.
I know.
And also...
I'm sure he would know if they were taking advantage.
If I ate Indian food every day... Like, what if they went in there every day?
You'd shit your pants every day.
Right, or, I would just have... It smell like curry.
Yeah. But it's better than not eating at all, right?
Yeah, I don't know what my point was. That.
Yeah.
I'm
just
taking
smell
something
like
nice
instead of starving.
I'm shitting on it.
Boop boop! Anyway. Outrageous news.
Outrageous
news.
Totally outrageous news.
It's not inrageous. I miss little Fon Cheese. How's she
doing?
You miss
Fon Cheese? Fon Cheese.
Fon Cheese.
I did something so stupid.
Oh no.
Fon Cheese is my daughter, by the way. No.
Fon Cheese. That's
okay.
Right.
Her dad and I, somebody had a yard sale, and they
sell
this 5.5-foot American Girl dollhouse. It's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. It's like in perfect condition. You know, so it wouldn't even fit in my car. That's how
yeah.
it is. So me and her dad carried it about 5 blocks
mm-hmm.
together. Yesterday.
That's nuts.
And we got it for free. It's beautiful. I gotta put a picture.
It's freaking life size. I mean, it's bigger than
life
size.
She can get in it.
Did she like it?
She was overwhelmed by it. She didn't know what to say. But the thing is, sicko mommy
Go.
Put it on the porch, and I cleaned it with bleach because it was.
She just poured bleach
it. I didn't pour bleach into it. All right, maybe in just that one crack.
Yeah, in a crack she poured bleach.
Well, there were ants. There was a couple of ants and, like, dirt. I just wanted to clean it and make it shiny. It shines really beautiful, but the smell of the bleach made her very sick. She was choking, and she's like, I feel weird. Because, you know, if you inhale bleach, it's not good. So I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Does it still stink?
I took it out of her room, put it in the living room.
Oh, no.
Until I can get the bleach smell out.
Can you spray it with something else?
Well, I was thinking maybe to, like...
Like a cleaner?
Mommy said to, like, wipe it down with palm olive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I gotta get the bleach smell better. Out
because now
you little kooktastic bitch.
That's probably
bitch.
Why I have such bad allergies today, too. But anyway, back to outrageous news.
Yeah, who would like to go first?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first because it's so stupid.
Okay.
It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I do not condone cheating. Okay, but this I found bizarre and kind of funny. They are making a new high-tech mattress that detects hanky-panky. Okay? Okay, so what it does is it informs the owner of the mattress through an app if there's any suspicious movement on the bed.
Well, that's so
how
stupid.
Dumb. And it's $1,750. It's still being, like, in the process of being produced.
That's stupid.
But the thing is this, if somebody catches on that's in the bed, they'll just go have sex somewhere else.
But not only that, what if you have a dog or something, or cats, I don't know. Like,
yeah, what if you have an animal on the bed? How stupid is that?
That's stupid.
And anyway, why would you spend that much money just to find out if somebody was cheating? If you thought they were cheating, then fucking leave their ass.
Yeah.
The hell?
Stupid.
Is that not dumb or what?
Very dumb.
I have to go pee-pee so you can tell your outrageous news while I pee-pee-pee.
Okay, well, my outrageous news, I'm sad that you're going to miss it because
no,
it's really disgusting. Okay, I read this and I was like, oh my God, where did this happen? It said a maid was caught on video peeing into a glass of juice.
Ew.
And then brought it to a guest. I couldn't even finish watching the video. It was
you
so.
You saw the video?
Yeah, it's disgusting. So, but I was like, where the hell is this from? But it's in Kuwait. So I'm thinking that the person that was the maid maybe, you know, was serving an American or something, or.
In a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
In a hotel in Kuwait.
What the hell?
She peed in a fucking juice glass.
Speaking I had to pee when you told your pee-pee story.
What do you think of that?
I think that's disgusting, and I wonder if the person noticed. Like, what if that has... That could have very well happened to any one of us.
Well, I know
somebody could have peed in your juice.
Oh, my God. So disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Like, I know someone who hated their boss so much that they peed in their coffee
oh,
pot.
Oh, yeah. In the coffee pot. Oh, my God.
In the coffee.
For how long did it go on?
No, they just did it one time.
Oh, just once? Yeah. Like every morning they're peeing in the coffee
morning.
Pot. Ugh. I wonder if anybody ever did
die.
Anything to me. Like if anybody did anything that wrong.
I can't even think about it because I might throw up.
Whatever. I'm still alive to tell the tale, so fuck it. I think we should do a commercial break.
Yes.
What you think?
I think I shall do.
We'll do a commercial break, and we're going to be back with Way Back Wednesday with a little... Oh!
Okay.
Attention, sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA, not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment. Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Fort Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our Wacky Stories page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately three...
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers.
Fort Richmond set... on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Yeah. We're back.
We are back. This is the Coco and Wee Wee Show on Totally Driven Entertainment Network.
Are you Coco or are you Wee Wee?
I'm Wee Wee and Coco.
So I must. Oh, you're both.
Okay. Yes. I'm wondering. So we're doing our Way Back Wednesday about Prince, but do we play songs first or are we gonna do our little prank a deal?
What's your favorite Prince song?
Curious. My favorite, that's like asking, like, what the hell's your favorite thing to eat? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Like, Prince had so many good songs. There's, like, way too many favorites that I have. Like, I love Cream. Mm-hmm. I love Dove's Cry, Raspberry Beret, You Got the Look. But Purple Rain has always been my favorite. Like, there's just something about that song.
Is there any way that we could play Purple Rain?
We can play Purple Rain.
Let's play a little, no?
Yeah. Purple Rain is my alt. It will always be my favorite.
Some trivia about Purple Rain.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, first of all, this is really interesting, I thought.
What?
Prince initially asked Stevie Nicks to write lyrics for Purple Rain.
No way! What?
And she says, and I quote, it was so overwhelming that 10, because it's a 10-minute track.
Yeah.
She said she listened to it and got scared and she told him, I can't do it.
No way! Yeah. Oh, so then shit. He did it.
And then,
Oh my god, that's nuts.
The original lyrics were, honey, I don't want your money. I don't even think I want your love. If I wanted either one, I would take your money and I'd want the heavy stuff.
Hmm.
And then...
Wow.
Prince was worried that it sounded too much like Journey's Faithfully.
Oh, the music I could see a little bit.
How does that sound?
Faithfully,
what is it?
Highway Run. Under the midnight sun. Yeah, I could see that.
Hills go round and round.
You're on my mind. The musical little.
He called Jonathan Cain,
mm-hmm,
from Journey.
Yeah.
And asked him what he thought.
No way.
Yeah.
And what'd he say?
He said no. But oh now he's god. Probably kicking himself.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Okay. The film Purple Rain made $68 million.
What?
Dollars. And it only cost $7 million to make.
Wow. You know, they're showing it in theaters. One of my friends put it on her Facebook. Christy put it on her Facebook. Yeah, they're showing it all over.
Yeah. And did you know that, I think we talked about this, when Vanity passed away, which is kind of eerie because Vanity just passed away not too long ago as well.
I know, that's so crazy.
But she was supposed to play Apollonia. Apollonia's role.
She was, but what happened?
I think that she was going through like a drug problem.
Oh no.
But also, after Vanity, he tried to get Jennifer Beals from Flashdance to play it. The part.
Jennifer Beals?
Yeah, I could see that.
I could kind of see that. She turned it down. The nudity, maybe? No, but she was in Flashdance kind of. Well, I don't think it was really her body.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She turned it down. I wonder why.
And then he won an Oscar for that.
He did, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I saw the Oscar speech. He brought up, like, Wendy and Lisa with him.
Yeah.
And he had a purple hood on. Wow, that's pretty amazing. These are amazing.
But, one of my favorite Prince songs, he didn't really make popular, but he wrote it.
What?
I don't see if I can play a little
What
bit.
Is it?
I don't know if they're gonna, because you know how it's hard to play these songs?
Oh yeah, it's like, very hard to
click on a song. See if you know it. Like a 10-minute intro.
What the hell is it?
See, it probably isn't even playing.
Is it not him? See, it fools you. Oh, I know this. Yes. Yes.
Is he going to come in and sing or no?
Oh, this is funny. About Prince wrote We Are the World. Did he write part of this? Yeah, because there was a video of like Huey Lewis and like Cyndi Lauper.
Oh my God. I hated that song.
Yeah, and
sorry,
so,
Prince.
But no, let me see if he wrote it. I think he's one of the writers because anyway, he didn't want to sing on it. He kept saying, he kept saying, I'll write it, but I will not sing on it. So. See, look, Prince did not want to be on We Are the World because it was awful.
I thought he wrote it, though.
But did he write it? Let me see.
It was awful. We are the world.
It said...
We are the children.
Did he write it? Because there's a fucking performance at an award show.
I hated it.
And, like, Quincy Jones and, like, everybody's on the stage and Prince is there and he's sucking on a lollipop. I swear to God. He's sucking on a lollipop. Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson wrote it.
Oh.
But I don't... Oh, maybe because he was on the same label or something. But anyway, they're all on stage and he's sucking a lollipop and Quincy Jones hands him the mic and he says nothing and he gives Quincy Jones a lollipop. Oh, shit. Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. I hated that.
I hate that song.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start. He said he wouldn't sing on that awful song.
No, good. And he's fucking damn right, Prince. I hope you're looking down on it. I'm sure Prince is listening to our show.
Oh my God, then there was another one. I'm sorry. I'm so obsessed with Prince lately. But there was an interview. Chris Rock sits down with Prince. And he's like, I heard that you were supposed to do a duet of Bad with Michael Jackson. It was supposed to be him and Michael Jackson singing Bad.
Oh my God.
So he goes, he's like, okay, put the video in your head. He's like, picture the video in your head. That's Wesley Snipes is in the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And Michael Jackson, the opening of the song, he says to Wesley Snipes, your butt is mine. And Prince goes, my fucking butt ain't yours. Okay? He goes, I was not going to let him sing that to me.
Oh, they wanted him to be the Wesley Snipes character?
Well, they wanted him to sing it, but like he's saying in the video, like it would have been him standing there with Michael Jackson.
No.
That would never be a good idea.
Michael Jackson
Prince and Michael
Prince
Jackson,
don't go.
Nope, not going to go. But it was so funny. He goes, I am not going to let a motherfucker say, my butt is mine. I mean, my butt is yours.
What did Chris Rock say?
He was hysterical. It's so funny. I was like, holy shit, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Prince, because he was himself. He was his true self.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes I'm like, maybe I shouldn't try and be this highly evolved being walking around.
Because then I'll die in 10 years.
Because there's no reason for you to live that long if you already evolved.
Yeah, he's very evolved, like, in all the things he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, but he was he said he was Jehovah's Witness.
With Chris Rock?
On another interview, some guy was asking him stupid questions or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't celebrate birthdays. They don't celebrate birthdays. I didn't know why.
Don't.
Because they don't like to count their age. Like, they don't like to count days or age because they feel like it's wrong. Like, you shouldn't do that. But I was like, I never knew the meaning of it until he said it. He was like, that's why I look so good because I don't know how old I am. You know what I mean? Because he's like, why count your birthdays? It's like too much pressure. It's like you put this in your mind about how old you are. It almost ruins it for you. But I'm like, I respect that now. I just thought they were like, that was his explanation of it. I don't know, because I don't really know about Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
But that was his thing.
Our maintenance guy, he's Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I so sad that Prince died. He goes, You know he was just like me, right?
What am I? What am I? You're
a man?
Are you?
A man?
You never. How about somebody that never comes and fixes things? This is what he does. He walks in, he looks at the problem, goes, I'm gonna be back.
No, don't worry, I'm gonna be back. And then 3 months later, yeah. There's somebody knocking at your door out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who the fuck is this? I'm here to fix it. Too late. Okay, are we gonna prank people? I'm like very terrified to prank people today.
Oh my God.
What we would like to do is prank people.
Yeah, let's do it.
With a Prince lyric and see if they know what song it is. Now, who should be our first victim? Danny?
Yeah, I'll try Danny.
We're going to try Coco's baby daddy.
Let's see. But sometimes he gets an attitude. He'll be like, oh, I'm at work.
I'm at work and I can't really talk. Well,
let's see if he answers. Let's see.
Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel
sometimes he comes through, sometimes he doesn't. Let's see.
Nah.
Let's see.
No. Daniel. Oh, Daniel. What about Ali?
I don't even know where that nigga is.
Who, Ali? Oh, yeah, he might be out of town. Who else could we call? Should we call, like, a music store?
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, who else? There's, like...
Should we be like, hi, this is Coco and WeeWee calling from the Coco and WeeWee show, and we're playing a game.
Yeah.
We are... Okay. Let's see, this is corner music.
Oh, God. I know it's going to be some hipster.
It's going to go wrong.
Dumb.
It could go wrong with this.
It's going to be like, it's wrong for us.
Corner music, Nolan speaking.
Hi, this is Coco and WeeWee, and we are calling from the Coco and WeeWee Show podcast because we are playing a little game. We're telling people lines from Prince songs to see if they can guess what song they are.
And you get a prize.
You know, I'm sorry, but this is a business, and I'm really busy at the moment. I can't play. Thank you.
Suck it, Nolan! This is a business, and I can't play. You're working a fucking music
store! You're not busy! It's a fucking store with
I'm really busy, and this is... Oh, you know what, people?
Fuck off. We should try and call people from New York. See
who?
What they say.
Oh, like a New York music? Oh, God, that'll terrify me.
Oh, my God. More than that, jerk. Oh, this is a business.
Excuse me, but I'm playing business right now.
We should probably do it more on
you
the job.
Work
in a...
be
like, hello, this is the Coco and WeeWee show, and we have a question for you.
You know
and
what? You do it next time. I'm fucking sick of these Nashville assholes.
All right, but who should I call?
Like a music store?
Yeah, I mean, entertain the people while I look for somebody.
This is type BS. I wonder if I could text somebody and ask them to play along if they'll play.
Yeah, but we can't leave dead air. Like, what are we
gonna
do?
Okay, what I'm gonna say is, I'm going through a little bit of an issue. I don't know if I should talk about.
Do you know what issue? What?
Nothing. I'm having a...
Do you remember the song that we wrote? Mm-hmm. Always making promises.
Oh, jeez. We used to write anger songs.
Cannot keep your
jungie,
words.
Jungie,
don't
jungie,
be
jungie,
much to
jungie,
be.
For
jung,
once,
say
jungie,
what you mean.
What about Daddy? He's
no,
always funny.
He
no.
doesn't. He's not going to
Your mother?
Answer. No, they're not funny.
Listen...
They're played out.
That guy from the music store, really, should we call Great Escape?
Yeah, they're going to be the same thing, though, I'm telling
you. Think they're going to be dickles?
Yeah.
Well, what else are we going to do? I give up with the pranking. I refuse to be talked to that way, okay? I'm going to go into Corny Music and ask for Nolan.
What if I just
Whose name is Nolan, anyway?
What if I just call, like, a random number?
What? You can't just do that nowadays.
Why? Are they going
to... Where are you...
Oh, my God.
What?
Speaking of pranks, let me tell you this while you figure out who
were
you
pranked?
No, listen to this, right? Where is that email? Somebody.
Oh my God, okay. Yes!
Someone.
This is funny.
Thought I was stupid and they were like.
They texted
Hey,
her.
Elizabeth, I'm working for a new health company and I thought you might be interested in trying the products. So I'm like, wrong. And then they were like, if this is the wrong number, so sorry. So I put wrong number.
Who do you think it was?
So
did you ever try to call it back?
No, I'm gonna, but this is what they said. Oh, sorry. Well, do you know anyone that might be interested in getting healthy? So I said, no. I and all my friends hate health. So then they said, well, that sucks. Hope you and your friends enjoy being sick and unhealthy. or at least change your mindset on hating your life. So I said, I'm very healthy. I'm a 97-year-old woman, and I have a lot of sex with younger men, and they love me. And they wrote, good for you.
Idiot. I don't know about this pranking. You know what? We didn't plan the prank too much. Anyway, I could ask you, but you might know.
I really like the pranking.
Me too, but not when somebody talks to me like I'm an ass. This is a place of business, and we're trying
to... It's funny.
What are you doing? You're selling guitar picks.
It's funny.
Do you know what they sell in that store?
That store's never busy.
No, there's never anybody.
I'm really busy right now. Oh.
I got a lot of picks to pick my ass with. Fuck you.
Buddy, just suck it.
Anyway, let's move on because...
Oh no, she fell. Oh God.
I'm back. It's okay. I had a...
Oh God.
I had a run-in with a pick. Anyway... I am really frustrated with Nashville. I think God. I talk about this every week, but I have had it, okay?
I have had it.
I've completely had it, and I'm looking to move to somewhere where no one else lives. Does anybody have any ideas?
I think I'm just done with people.
I just want to move someplace that's peaceful, that has no traffic, no violence. Where would that be? Costa Rica? No?
I don't know. I think another planet.
Now, this is what I'm really frustrated about. All these articles come out about Nashville, okay, on a weekly basis, and they have an explanation of why everyone is moving to Nashville. Okay, because Forbes magazine list of cities Americans are flocking to. Okay, this is Nashville's number 5 on that list.
I don't understand it.
Wait, this is the part that really, really, I could stab somebody from reading this part.
Shit. You're admitting that.
Nashville
on air.
Joins national and international hotspots such as Rome, Bermuda, and Thailand as one of 16 destinations in 2016 in Forbes Travel Guide. I'm sorry, but if I had enough money to go on vacation to Rome or Bermuda or Thailand or Nashville, which one would I pick? Not fucking Nashville.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why would your vacation destination be... I want to know. Listen, I love Nashville. I'm not trying to bash it. I love living here, but why... When I lived in New York and people found it so intriguing to come visit, I get it. You know what I mean? It's New York.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
Living here, I don't get why you're coming here.
I don't... Let me tell you something.
What is... There's no beach. Ugh. All there is... I think this is what it is. People come here because they want to drink and get drunk. And this is the town for it. But, I mean, you can do that anywhere. There's no monumental things to see.
A lot of families are coming here, which is mind-blowing.
There's nothing to do.
A lady told me once... A couple of weeks ago, she came here instead of Disney World. Okay?
You're fucking kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
She came here instead of Disney World to see
what?
We
can't go anywhere, but we just thought that we would come here.
To see what?
Like, there's nothing here for families.
Come here to go where? Centennial Park and see the fucking replica of the park.
Yeah. Like, honestly, people, I moved here because it
was
a very cool hippie vibe. 9 years ago, it was like a magical place where everybody was an artist and like it was just a free place. But the thing that pisses me off is the people that are moving here are like stuffy white people
terrible.
Like Dockers and fucking
khakis.
Pink shirts,
picnic table shirts, and
they all look like this. Where did this accent come from?
Nashville is
I don't understand that. Where is that from?
Oh,
who talks like that?
I'm very disappointed
boring.
In you.
There's no flavor.
This is
no
the
flavor
thing.
Here.
You'd rather
there's no...
come here than Disney World. You'd rather come here than go to Rome?
I don't get it. I don't
Bermuda?
It. I don't understand it.
Somebody please explain it to me.
It's twisted.
There's restaurants. Nothing phenomenal. There's like a handful.
It's twisted.
Like there's no... Like when you go on vacation, right? With your family. If you go anywhere else, you go to a beach... You go to like a touristy place. What is there to see? The Batman building? It's a fucking building that says AT&T on it.
There's nothing that exciting here. That's what I don't get. There's nothing. There's no...
There's no real
good
parks.
There's no amusement parks. There's no... I don't know.
I'm very confused. Someone help me, please, because I've lived here for 9 years.
At least, like, you know, some fun, passionate people that had, like, some ethnicity or
no, there's not ethnicity. It's just khakis upon khakis.
Yeah, I can't. I cannot.
But anyway, leading into that,
I think I should prank the Sam Ash Music Store in Brooklyn.
Oh, do that.
And be like,
yeah, maybe they'll be fun.
I bought a Prince album there. Can I return it because he's dead now?
No. Oh my God. Why not? Because he's dead now?
Yeah.
Wow. You do a prank because
I'm going to watch this. They're probably not going to get it. Now, this is Sam Ash Music Store on Flatbush Avenue.
Flatbush! Remember, yeah. $1, $1, $1, Flatbush!
Yeah. You know who's going to fucking answer the phone?
A white person.
A whitey.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sam Ash. I didn't even know they still had Sam Ash.
Let's see.
Is it still open? Yeah, right?
I don't know.
They still have music
out.
Stores? This is insane.
We are going to find out.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Uh-oh.
Let's see if this works.
Calling Sam Ash, the musical instrument marketplace where we buy.
Oh, I know where that is. That's by Kings Plaza.
My breath stinks.
Me too.
4 hours and directions. Press
that's by Kings Plaza.
Yeah. And electric guitars and basses. Press 3. For sheet music, band, and orchestral instruments, press 4. For acoustic and
oh, geez. Just get to the fucking person. That's
no,
another
never,
thing.
Never.
And internationally
oh,
as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We know that if we have the most.
Holy bitch bastard.
Can I speak to a person?
Holy bitch bastard.
Yeah. Also come to us for the advice from our staff. We help you make the right buying decision the first time, every time.
Can I speak to someone?
No, you can't.
Your time, and we certainly appreciate
holy
your
fuck.
A representative will be right with you.
Really? When are they going to be with me?
Never.
Oh! Oh! What the fuck?
Is this too late to follow? Jaiwow.
Oh my God, I want somebody to fucking answer. Do you fucking believe this?
Yeah, I believe it.
How are we supposed to do a podcast with this fucking on hold bullshit? Let me tell you something.
While we're waiting, I just received an email. Wee-wee, yeah. You are so great to watch, and you seem like such a fantastic, fun-loving joy of a person.
Oh my God. This
I would be beyond ecstatic if you found a free second to say hi.
Is it a girl or boy?
I am a friendly, sincere, outgoing, thoughtful stand-up guy, and my name is Brett. And P.S. I attached a postcard, which says, Wee Wee is a star. Aw, thank you.
Can you believe I'm still on hold?
This is dumb. This is why
this
the
girl's reading a fan mail?
I got a fan.
Fuck.
Nope, nobody. Fan mail.
God damn it.
Wow, that's not gonna get you anywhere, huh?
I can't do a mother effing prank.
No, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be.
That's all I wanna do.
All I wanna do is have some fun and prank people with Prince lyrics, but
okay.
It's not. All right,
now I gotta hang up.
Oh God.
I'm gonna try one more. Son
Brooklyn Music
asshole.
House. Where is that? 18th Avenue.
Let me. Is that in Bensonhurst?
It seems like it. 1121.
I'm
going
to try one
yeah.
more, people, because I'm trying to make you laugh, but it doesn't seem to be happening today. Let's see if.
It's too late.
Let's see if anybody answers this fucking phone.
Is that on speaker?
Let me see. Either. I guess music stores are out of business. Oh.
Thank you for calling Brooklyn Music House at 18th Avenue School location. Our Lomo School Hour on Monday.
Oh,
school.
Thank
school.
You. Lomo School Hour. It says
school.
Brooklyn
Music
House.
House. They have a school?
Oh my God. What the hell?
I was wondering that the other day, because we usually talk about New York. Is it New Yorkers in Nashville? Well, this is what I would like to bring up. What about people who've lived in Nashville for this long and then go back to New York? Because I haven't been there in almost 3 years. Oh, my God. What do you think? Like, where would we even go?
I don't know, but it scares the shit out of me.
Me too. Like, where would I go in New York? Would, like, I go to Brooklyn?
I never want to get on the fucking subway.
Oh, my God. Again. Me either.
Now I'm trying main drag music.
Nobody answers.
Attention now. For hours and directions,
wow,
press 1.
Look at this.
For the fails counter or to sell gear, press 2.
Let's see if anybody fucking answers.
Nobody's going to answer. There's no humans that work anymore.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I got a guitar that was signed by Prince. And now that he's dead, do you want to buy it?
What kind of guitar is it?
It's a purple one.
You need to send photographs to our buyer email account.
I want
to
bring it down there because it's got Prince's autographs. It's a lot of money. I want you to give me like $2,000 for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen.
Well, I'll come down there and talk to your boss then. We'll see if it's going to happen.
I am the boss.
Oh, you don't sound like no boss. I'm coming down.
Somebody.
Suck my balls. What did she say?
Suck my balls. I don't know.
That's all I'm going to say from now on. That's going to be my ringtone when people call me. Suck my balls. Anywho.
What'd you think of that prank?
That prank was, seriously, Coco's my hero lately. I'm just a little pussy who is a meek jerk, and I don't know.
What I tell you about the pussy? Now, the pussy is really the strong thing. Not the balls. It's the pussy.
Who said that?
Well, I'm just saying, Betty White said, pussies are the ones that take a pounding. Balls are weak. You can't even graze a guy's balls.
No, but I'm saying
balls.
That voice. What was that voice?
I don't know. That's my Mr. Alphonse.
Mr. Alphonse.
Because I am curious. I'm just curious.
Of course, in case anybody gives a shit about my vegan diet, it is week 3, and I'm still pooping. No, but anyway, it's week 3, and we decided to add fish into the diet because.
So they did. So there was a lot. So there was pussy adding.
Jeez, tuna. In fact, it was tuna. But anyway, no, we decided to add fish because of the fact that eating vegan. It's a lot of work. It is definitely a lot of work, I'll tell you that.
It is.
I mean, I love it. I feel great. I definitely feel like I lost weight. My skin looks amazing. I feel amazing. But had to add the fish. The protein matter. And plus, I just love fish. I can't stand it.
I'm pretty sure that everybody's really sick of your vegan talk. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of people actually have been responding. Am I correct?
A lot of people. I put my pictures of my vegan meals up, and they actually have been embracing, and they want the recipes. So
yeah, because I think one of them has just walked by. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Right there,
what
just
the
walked
hell?
By?
This guy that just walked by with a man bun, of course.
I'm pretty sure he was wearing a netted shirt and shorts.
I'm pretty sure I could smell his patchouli from
and
here.
And fucking. I think you should prank somebody now.
Who's this? Boulevard Music Shop.
We should totally...
Oh,
one,
this
you know,
is the
college?
Oh, great.
We should totally
Do
prank.
You sell anything Prince?
We should...
Do you have any Prince memorabilia? That's what I'm gonna say. But can I block my number?
I did.
Oh, you did block
it. I
number.
Did.
Let's see if it works. Okay. Let's
oh,
see.
My
this
God.
Is on... I'm be like, do you have any Prince anything? That's what I'm going to say.
And then you should say... If I show you my boobs, can I get it for free?
Okay.
Let's see. All right, don't back down on me.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't back down. It might not be open, though.
Josh.
Grammy's music.
Do you have any, like, Prince stuff? Like, Prince?
We're getting more either today or tomorrow. We ordered some on Friday.
Okay, like, CDs and anything, like, memorabilia?
No, just CDs and vinyl.
If I show you my boobs, can I get it for free?
No.
Oh, okay, forget it. I'll try somebody else. Thanks.
Boobs. Oh my god, boobs! We forgot to talk about these beautiful, awesome chicks.
Boobs.
Okay, we got the chance to meet these teenage girls. Their name of their group is called Hot and Cold.
Can I get this on YouTube?
Well, they're on... I can get it.
Where are
I'll
they?
I'll show you. I can't.
Hot and Cold. They're teenage girls. I think they're...
Okay, Hot and Cold.
They're sisters.
Hot and Cold are sisters. And one of them has big boobs and one doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That's hard because I was always the one with the itty, and I was part of the itty bitty titty committee. Mm-hmm. Is what I like to call it.
Itty bitty titty committee. Okay.
Remember that itty bitty titty committee. Itty bitty titty committee.
I hate that stupid
itty bitty. Yeah, I always had small breasts, and most of my friends had big ones, and Coco always had big ones, and always left in the dark. I used to have to get padded stuff. But you know what? They say you get your 40 boobs. I think they're starting to come out.
Yeah, my boobs are way too big.
No.
Yes, they are.
Mm-mm.
They're too big. Too big. Oh, come on. I can't. Oh, here we go. But listen, so my breath really stinks bad. I don't know why.
Congratulations. Because
I'm probably dying. But anyway, these two girls were really cute and funny.
Hot and cold. Can we post this video?
We're going to post this video, okay, guys? And you know what? We want to tell everybody that we want to celebrate boobs.
Boobs. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. Oh, she's cute, the one with that hair.
So, the funny thing is, Hot and Cold really resemble us.
They kind of look like Coco and Wee Wee.
They
huh?
do. And now I'm going to, let's test.
They could kind of be Coco and Wee Wee.
Okay, this was an interview that they were on.
Oh.
Is this going to work?
It possibly can work. Let's try it.
This was an interview from Hot and Cold when they were on our show that we never got to play.
Look, hey everybody out there, this is Hot and Cold. We're an up and coming new group that Justin Bieber is producing, and you'll find out about that soon. But I wanted to just share with you what I write about for this album. I'm a teenage girl going through a lot of stuff, waiting on something very important to me, and I'm going to sing a song about it. Boobs. Boobs. Round, pear-shaped, bottomless, uptown. Boobs.
Uptown.
I see them on the subway. I see them in the magazines. Them in the locker room, but I don't see them on me. Boobs. I lit a candle at my local church. I asked God, where's my boobs? He answered me in a dream. He said, they're coming soon. Boobs. Boobs. Girls, can you feel me? Where are my boobless girls at? He answered me in a dream. He said, they're coming soon. Boobs. My sister here, she's not waiting on the boobs. She's waiting for them to stop growing.
Yay! Oh,
wow. Hot and Cold. Let's give it up. We need to... How do I find that? I want to put it on
I'm
going to
put it on my...
Put it on your Facebook, please.
Right now, I'm going to introduce...
They're pretty cute, huh? And the one sister's really showing off those boobs,
my God.
Huh?
You guys have to watch this video. I'm going to put it up now, and I'm going to put it up... Well, we're not live now, but I'm putting it up for tomorrow, because I want everybody to...
You
got to
see the boobs video. You got to see it, and that's that.
You must watch
Hot and Cold's boobs. And if you didn't see our Coachella video, it's a joke, people.
Bye.
We weren't really at Coachella. We were just pretending to be.
Cold.
She's talking. This girl can't talk. Type and talk at the same time.
I know. I can't do it.
But anyway, we're going to have to wrap it up because we have to work one of our many jobs in a few minutes. But, yeah, anyway, I just want to say that this was the Coco Weeby Show, which is a part of the Totally Driven Entertainment Work, a entertainment network. I'm thinking about boobs, sorry. A multimedia platform dedicated to bringing you total entertainment. Check us out on the web at totallydrivenentertainment.com for a complete list of upcoming shows. Thank you all for listening. We're going to go to a little diddly plug. It's called a diddly plug.
Oh, a diddly plug.
I don't know if you
don't
know.
Don't we have to tell the people about the Atlantic City thing?
Ooh, but where is it? You got it?
As well? Where did we read it from last?
We'll come back with the Atlantic City.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to play you a promo for the shizzy.
And then...
And then don't forget to watch Boops. Okay.
You gotta watch Boops.
Did you know that Totally Driven Entertainment has tons of different podcasts? As a matter of fact, we have podcasts on every day of the week with topics ranging from politics all the way to pro wrestling and total entertainment. On Monday nights, you have two amazing shows at 6 p.m. You have Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. And at 11 p.m., we have the new show, 8 Flights Up. So you guys definitely want to check out those two. On Tuesday at noon, we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where Mike gives us a rundown of everything in the world of professional wrestling this week. Moving into midweek, we have three shows that are totally different and totally driven. At 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Hump Day, we have the Coco and Wee Wee Show. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., journey into the world of comics, cosplay, and more with Give No F's Cosplay, one of our newest shows. That brings us to Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday, because at 5 p.m., we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where he wraps up the end of the week and talks a little bit about SmackDown, NXT, and some Japanese wrestling. Thursday night at 8 p.m., the show that started it all, Totally Driven Radio, with your hosts, Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkinson. This show has a little bit for everyone. There's celebrity gossip, interviews, Hollywood reporters, Dancing with the Stars moments, metal, mayhem, and moondog. Friday nights at 8 p.m., Uncle Shawnee's Playground is guaranteed to make somebody mad and somebody cry. At 10 p.m. on Friday night, we have the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, where we talk all about the golden age of wrestling and what it was like back then to see amazing men do amazing things. Hey, and some of our best programming is on the weekends. On Saturdays at 10 a.m., you can listen to the Mojo Sports Show and talk all kinds of sports with Mr. Mojo. At 9 p.m. that night, Bay Ragney does Totally Driven Radio Rocks, where he features different kind of music, different songs, different eras, just whatever's on his mind that week when it comes to music. Sunday Funday at 10 a.m., start your weekend off with a Big Weenie. The Big Weenie Castanini Show is on every week, and it's sure to please. And end the week with the Nerd Herd at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. You can join the TV Nation, and you can talk all about the latest in TV, comics, and comic book movies. Bay's going to tell you what he's been watching. We're going to talk about our Men in Tights. And finally, we're going to do our top five list each and every week. It's a different list. Hey, and if you're not busy listening to your new favorite podcast, check out some of our social media pages. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and more. Totally Driven Radio. Get driven. Stay driven.
Oh! Okay, and you know what?
We got one more thing for you.
Let me tell you something. I used to love going to Atlantic City.
Oh my god. That was my favorite. Wow. You get free rooms.
Oh my god. It's just so much fun. Remember the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum?
Oh my god, that's right, because we spent all our money gambling in the first 20 minutes. Yeah. And then we said, what the fuck else are we going to do now?
But we have a special thing going through Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Get your geek on at Atlantic City Boardwalk Con. Hello. Woo. Celebrating comics, cosplay. Is it cosplay? Can we say
cosplay?
And all things geek. All happening May 13th through the 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. Tickets are on sale at doacbc.com, where you can also find a complete list of events and guests. Be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook at DOACBC for updates. Be part of the action and visit doacbc.com for tickets today. If you love Atlantic City and you are in the
AC,
area,
AC, ticket everywhere. Ticket AC.
You need to come to AC. So,
AC, bitch.
We hate to do it, but we gotta go.
We gots to go. And we want to thank everyone. We want to thank all of our Totally Driven family and the network. And we love you guys.
And happy birthday to Bay. It was Bay's birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday. I sent him a funny little meme with Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is
good. I was sucking up to the boss. Okay, anyway. We're going to end it on a high note like we always do.
Fuck them all. Big and small. Go out and do you, bitches. Bye-bye.
Do you, baby. Do you.